Hare Krishna. So we're so happy to be with you here today. It's a very auspicious day, Gita Jayanti. It's a very auspicious month, the month of December. As we speak, hundreds of devotees around the country are traveling and giving the Bhagavad Gita to many, many people. Yesterday I was in Bournemouth, devotees were in Manchester, Leicester, so many places, giving the Gita to people, and they always have amazing stories. One of our devotees, Rishi, of the Pandava Sena, 3 days ago he was in Croydon, and he met one lady and he stopped her and he handed her the Bhagavad Gita. And as soon as he gave her the Gita, her eyes became wide and she was amazed. And he said, "Why are you so amazed?" She said, "3 days ago, I was watching a Hollywood movie, and in one of the scenes in the living room, in the movie, there was a bookshelf. And on that bookshelf, in the scene of the movie, on the bookshelf, there was a book, and the name of the book was Bhagavad Gita. And she said, when I saw that scene of that movie and the bookshelf and the book Bhagavad Gita on the shelf, I turned to my friend who was sitting next to me and I told my friend, that looks like a really interesting book. I've never heard of that book before. She actually mentioned it to her friend. And then she says, 2 days later, I'm walking here in Croydon and you give me a Bhagavad Gita in my hand. It's amazing. The Bhagavad Gita travels. The Bhagavad Gita comes into our life. And for those who are open, the Bhagavad Gita will touch your heart and transform everything. I'll tell you one other story. One of our devotees, Gaura Narayan, whose name is Ganesh, his birth name, he was traveling in Bournemouth. I was there yesterday. He stopped a lady, the first lady of the day, English lady, and he said, "Where are you going?" She said, "I'm going to the market." She said, "Why are you going to the market?" She said, "I'm going to the market to buy a deity of Ganesh." So he said, "Here I am." "Ganesh, I'm Ganesh." She said, "What do you mean?" He showed her an ID badge. He said, "I'm Ganesh." And then he said to her, "Why are you going to buy a deity of Ganesh?" She said, "Because I heard that Ganesh removes all the obstacles in life." He said, "Yeah, that's true. So I'm Ganesh, and here's a book, Bhagavad Gita. This will remove all your obstacles." So he put the Bhagavad Gita in her hand, and as soon as she saw the Bhagavad Gita, she said, "Now I'm about to faint." He said, "Why?" She went into her handbag, pulled out a piece of paper, which was a shopping list. And on the shopping list, it said, number one, buy a deity of Ganesh. Number two, buy a Bhagavad Gita. She said, "I was just going today after the market to go and buy a Bhagavad Gita." He said, "No problem. This is a one-stop shop. Ganesh, you get the Gita. And you know what? I'll give you this book, the Veda. Job done." We should not take it for granted that we have access to this book. It's a great fortune. It's a great mercy of Krishna. When Prabhupada was coming from India to America, then he stopped in a place called Shantipur, asking for blessings. And there in Shantipur, one of the pujaris said, "Swamiji, I heard you're going to America." Prabhupada said, no. "The Bhagavatam is going to America. I am simply carrying the book." In other words, the books, the scriptures, the Shastra are amazing because they transform people's lives. So here today, Gita Jayanti, we will absorb our minds now in the next 5 hours. It's a long time and you get cramp in your legs and it gets hot in the temple room. But it's a very unique opportunity where we can absorb our minds in this knowledge. This knowledge is amazing. They say small minds discuss people, isn't it? Talking about people, this person did this, this person did this. Small people discuss, small minds discuss people. They say average minds discuss events. This happened in the world, and this happened in the world, and did you see that on the news? But they say great minds discuss wisdom. Great minds discuss ideas. Great minds look at the insights of great teachers. And therefore, for the next 5 hours, let us turn off our phones, let us turn off our computers, unless you're watching online, of course. Let us leave everything else to one side and simply absorb our minds in the words of Krishna and the lessons that Krishna gives to Arjuna, because this will be of the greatest value to us. So, I will try my best. I'm just a student of the Gita. I'm by no means someone who knows the Gita. But whatever insights I've captured from great teachers, I'll try to share that with you. And hopefully it will have some value for you. And we'll have Navadeep Chandraprabhu who will taking us through all the verses. So before I hand over to Navadeep Chandraprabhu, we'll just do a Mangala Charan. So if I can ask you all to hold your hands and close your eyes and let us pray to the acharyas, the teachers, that we can try to somehow today access this wonderful wisdom. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sijivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare